Can you find me some ribbon to wrap these up with when they're done?
Okay.
White or red or blue?
And for you today, what are we doing?
I don't know.
The art director, the instructor that's head of the art program there, well, she's my daughter-in-law. When she first started working there, looking for volunteers, and, you know, I probably wouldn't have thought about it so much because I'm not an artist.
I just figured white or blue or red.
Okay, all right.
They don't have to completely match, but just not clash.
Okay.
That would have been almost 5 years ago. And so I had no idea what I was going to be doing down there because actually I probably didn't even know that much about Envision. But then as I go, I find out, you know, it's for the visually impaired and the totally blind and sometimes multi-disabled. So I went down there and I thought, well, I know nothing about art, but I'm a learner. So when I went down there, I thought, well, this is a great learning opportunity. And surely it was. That's what happened. Went down there and learned what I needed to be doing down there. So open mind, and it was great.
So that one, can you feel the difference?
Yeah, this one.
Now, this is the one you want.
Yeah.
This one's too small. Feel the difference here. See, I'm learning. You're teaching me too, Sherry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, too little.
Well, you knew right away.
I didn't want to make people feel uncomfortable by not knowing how to approach them with their disability. But I was also excited about learning it. And once I'm around people, I'm just, you know, I like people. So they became friends right away. And they helped me. They helped me learn. So many people, my opinion, when you're not around people with disabilities, you may have that uncomfortable feeling or you want to do too much for them. Some are really independent, so you don't want to step on that. Others need a little more assistance. So it's just keeping an open mind and asking. I mean, they'll tell you.
Now, Rashonda takes care of most of her own business here, so.
But I really do appreciate Miss Sharon. She comes in handy. Crunch time.
There, all right. Anyway, this is the one where she's going to put the nails all around it. She could actually tell you better.
Yeah, so. When I'm working on multiple projects, Sharon would actually come here and she'd nail the outline for me if I was too busy to get to it or if she had some extra time on her hands. And it saves the visual stress on me to try to figure out because I don't see straight, so it's not easy. It takes me a little bit longer to do my own outline. So.
And a lot of times our friends down here, people are like, what? They have a vision problem? Because they have adjusted so well. It's amazing because people will not realize there's something that they're working on, you know, that they have to work through in their lives.
Some come in there, and it's, I have seen this, and it's the most amazing thing to me, is our dear friends that come in with whatever their abilities are. So it's more abilities than disabilities. They come in with their abilities, and you see them build on it.
And you picked all your your shades
purple,
are
white and gray. So this one's for my sister, and I've actually been working on it a long time.
You can just see that confidence.
Every corner, right?
Right.
You know, and then it's the interaction and support and encouragement. Everybody needs encouragement, not phony stuff. They do that for me, too, because I'll be, I'm not an artist. Oh, Sharon, yes, you are. They encourage me.
First you're going to do, are you trimming it?
Yeah.
Okay. It is kind of selfish in a way, because I gain so much.
You going to walk on it or something?